Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at WCBE.org. I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics, and we have a special guest today.
Yeah.
Kicking John out of his throne, joined by our really smart, fun intern, Mark Wesley.
You flattered me.
You started here. We bonded over movies. We're talking about the Cannes Film Festival. Just ended. So I thought I'd depend on you to fill our audience in.
A lot of films came out. Like, really, really surprising. Last year was a bit formulaic as far as film release go, but this one was really interesting. Tarantino, the great Quentin Tarantino. We have films from Terrence Malick, Robert Eggers, who did The Witch.
I think we can officially be done with Terrence Malick. Good. Guy is trying our patience at this point.
What's making so good? He's still making movies that people want to see that get big stars in.
Tarantino, the big movie coming out of the festival is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Correct, yeah.
Tarantino's love song to 70s LA ties up with the Manson murders of Sharon Tate.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah.
So what's the buzz?
It's getting really good reviews. It's getting pretty good buzz overall.
I'm excited about it. There was a little controversy. They had a panel discussion. Someone posed the question to Tarantino, why does Margot Robbie have so few lines in the movie?
Yeah.
He took offense. He said what? Do you remember what he said?
I reject your hypothesis. Yeah. Quentin's always had a weird thing with the press since, like, even back to his Pulp Fiction days. Good look for the movie, though, because it came out kind of like, he's been kind of a jerk to that reporter.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie had an interesting, she responded after that very professionally.
Because Tarantino is famous for writing great parts for everybody, like including women. Some of his women characters are very strong. What's the Malick film you're talking about?
Yes.
Did it get any response?
It was a pretty good response for our Hidden Life.
Hidden Life.
Compared to Tree of Life, which is a long-winded
Yeah, right. I know. It's really esoteric. There's another one called Parasite.
It won Palme d'Or. Mm-hmm. Bong Joon-ho directed the film. And he's been making films for about a decade or so now. Beat out Tarantino, Robert Eggers, and also beat out Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which was a great film that won a lot of attention that year as well at Cannes, this year at Cannes.
Yeah.
It's probably the best film
amid all this new Batman casting,
yes.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
First of all, let's nerd out a little bit.
That's awesome.
You like that?
That's great, of course.
Tell me why.
Because Robert Pattinson, Twilight to Batman. He started a bunch of great movies. He's Good Time.
Right.
And The Lighthouse, which we're going to talk about in a second. And High Life with Claire Denis. These great movies. He's been starring in a bunch of them, kind of like redeeming himself. Like, hey, I'm not just...
Seems like he set about deliberately to demolish any expectations you had about what he was going to do. And say this over the course of the last few years, you know, especially like with Good Time and... Mm-hmm. And I have not seen High Life yet. He does bring a certain depth. I am curious to see what he'll do as Batman.
I'm sad, though, because we lost the great Ben Affleck Batman, which I actually enjoyed.
I thought Ben was good. Yeah, I thought he was good. The movie surrounding him, not so much.
Not so much, yeah.
But yeah, I'm curious to see what Robert Pattinson will do. Okay, enough comic book nerd stuff. Let's jump back to The Lighthouse.
Yes, The Lighthouse. Robert Eggers, who did the wonderful, masterful, amazing The Witch.
Yeah, The Witch is really good.
One of the best horror films of the decade.
Yeah, wow.
It's really good. It's like,
I know.
It's like Hereditary and that.
Yeah, you're right. I think that one might actually be better than Hereditary because it doesn't, it keeps its... It's just like a long, slow burn of a movie.
Yeah, and The Witch, also Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe as two people working at a lighthouse, and it's very slow, like The Witch.
Yeah,
and the descent into madness the characters go through is nuts. It won the top critic award at Cannes this year, and it looks insane. I'm not sure when it will come out. Maybe end of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe often be fall or winter, but it looks intense. It looks like it's going to be an absolute mind-blowing movie, honestly.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Okay. In a summary, we're waiting eagerly for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
Do you know when that comes out, by the way, here, stateside?
This summer.
July,
yeah.
Okay. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood coming out in July.
Mm-hmm.
Bong Joon-ho, is that how you say it?
Correct, yeah.
Parasite. And The Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And Hidden Life.
Hidden Life.
All right. Mark, thank you so much, man. It was a pleasure. I hope that you'll come on again.
Yeah.
You tell us what, you know, is kicking around inside of that head of yours and what you want to talk about, and we'll schedule it.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yep, you bet.